Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 982, for Saturday, November 23rd, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Repeating at number 20 for the third consecutive week, Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 17,955 views, a gain of 2,676, or 18% from last week, but it only manages to hold position. So, another one of those weeks where the general trend is upward for the vast majority, which suggests to me that there just was more traffic on the site for one reason or another, and so everything kind of got raised up a similar amount. After 2 weeks at number 22, moving up 3 to 19 is Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 18,078, 123 more than Uprising, and a gain of 26%. Falling back 3 spots to 18, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 18,650, a little less than 600 more than Dune, and a gain of just 3%. Meanwhile, down 4 positions to 17, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 18,668, 18 more than Spirit Island, and a decline of 2.2%. Entering at number 16, Dungeon Legends by Premek Wojcikowiak, published by Rebel Studio, with 19,098, 430 more than Brass. That's almost exactly 1,000 more than Dune Imperium. After 2 weeks back in the top 10 and a 4-position decline last week, down 5 more to 15, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 19,682, almost 600 more than Dungeon Legends, a decline of 8%. Repeating at number 14, Harmonies by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libelude, with 20,607, 900 more than Terraforming Mars, and a gain of 11%. Re-entering at number 13, Clans of Caledonia by Juma Aljuju, published by Karma Games, with 22,306, 1,700 more than Harmonies. Ending an 11-week run back in the top 10, falling from 9 to 12, Andromeda's Edge by Luke and Maximus Laurie, published by Cardboard Alchemy, with 22,330, 24 more than Clans of Caledonia, a decline of 3%. During that 11-week run in the top 10, it hit the number 1 spot twice. And after 2 weeks back in the top 10, down 4 to 11, Civolution by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games, with 22,752, about 400 more than Andromeda's Edge, a decline of 8%. There are 3 new entries in the top 10. They're all debuts. Falling out are from 7 to 11, Civolution, from 9 to 12, Andromeda's Edge, and from 10 to 15, Terraforming Mars. Oh, my mistake, there are 4 new entries, and one of them is a re-entry. And so the 4th one falling out was last week's number 1, falling all the way down to number 56, Ethnos. That's the 90th time a number 1 has missed the top 10 the following week, and it's a decline of 84%, which is significant. Though there is a second edition of Ethnos that stole about half of its views, if their totals had been combined, they would have been in at number 15. But they weren't, so they're not. The previous time we had a number 1 miss the top 10 was 6 weeks ago with Speakeasy. Number 10, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games with 23,364, 600 more than Civolution, a decline of 3% as it drops two positions. But it's 1,900 more than last week's number 10. Number 9, Duel for Middle Earth by Antoine Bauza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production with 27,390. That's 4,000 more than Ark Nova, a decline of 12% as it loses three positions. For reference, a 4,000-view gap is what you see from Ark Nova at number 10, down to, well, the range of 15-16, where I'd be fall right between those two. Number 8, Unconscious Mind by Yoma, Antonio Zax, Laskes, and Johnny Pack, published by Fantasia Games, with 27,548, just 158 more than Duel for Middle-Earth, a 29% decline, as after falling from the runner-up spot 2 weeks ago to number 4 last week, down 4 more to 8, ending a 5-week run in the top 5, including that 2 weeks at the number 2 position. Number 7, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 29,885, 2,300 more than Unconscious Mind, a decline of 25%. It also gives away four positions after falling back to number 3 out of the top spot last week, ending a 6-week run in the top 5. Number 6, World Order by Barnabas Timotio and Badhelas Vahirtakis, published by Hegemonic Project Games with 31,784, 1,900 more than SETI, a decline of 7.7%, a fairly healthy decline, but not the double-digit declines we've seen from the last three games, so World Order only steps back one position in its second week in the top 10. Number 5, Lands of Evershade by Krzysztof Piskorski and Ernest Kedrowicz, published by Awaken Realms, with 36,165, 4,400 more than World Order. This is our first debut. The Board Game Geek blurb says, quote, hybrid RPG board game combines storytelling, tactical combat, and a dice-based system, unquote. Currently on GameFound with $4 million pledged. Or maybe it's euros. It's still a lot. Number 4, Wondrous Creatures by, really not sure how to pronounce this. It's capital Y-E-O-M period capital C period capital W, no period, Yom C-W, I guess. Published by Bad Comet with 38,398. It's 2,200 more than Lands of Evershade, and close to triple what it had last week. It was number 23 last week, so a 19-position climb, and a debut in the top 10. Wondrous Creatures is a worker placement game themed around collecting and combining over 100 different creatures, you know, fantastical creatures. Number 3, Avalon by Jamie Jolly, published by Shadowborn Games with 47,101, 8,700 more than Wondrous Creatures, and about quadruple what it had last week at number 35, a 32-position climb. The subtitle of Avalon is The Riven Vale, and of course the setting is Arthurian legends. It involves area control and exploration, and has had $750,000 pledged on Kickstarter. Number 2, Arcs by Cole Wirley, published by Leader Games, with 49,126, 2,000 more than Avalon, a decline of 7%, but still good enough to hold on to the number 2 position for the second week in a row. In fact, it's the 7th time overall that it has done that, and it becomes the 17th game to spend that many weeks at number 2. The last time a game reached its seventh week at number two was exactly 11 months ago when Heat did that. Number one, Dune Imperium Bloodlines by Paul Denon, published by Dire Wolf, with 51,785. 2,659 more than Arx, about 4,700 more than Avalon. This is a re-entry. It returns after 14 weeks away and charts for the third time, but the first time at number one. Bloodlines is an expansion for both Dune Imperium, released in 2020 and currently ranked number six, and Dune Imperium Uprising, released in 2023 and currently ranked number 25. Just 3 months ago, the last time Bloodlines appeared, Uprising was ranked number 72. So quite the move up, 47 positions in 3 months. Bloodlines brings new tech tiles and other card types to the games. For Saturday, November 23rd, 2024.